Isaiah chapter 43. But now this is what Yahweh says, He who created you, Jacob, and He who formed you, Israel. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not destroy you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Since you are precious and special in my sight, I love you. Therefore, I will give people in exchange for you, and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, hand them over, and to the south, do not hold any back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the remote regions of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, yes, whom I have made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Who among them could have declared this and announced to us earlier events? Let them bring their witnesses so they can be justified. Let them listen and affirm, it is true. You are my witnesses, this is Yahweh's declaration, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe in me, and understand that I am He. Before me, there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I am Yahweh, and there is no Savior but me. I have declared, saved, and proclaimed, and there is no other God among you. You are my witnesses. This is Yahweh's declaration. I am God. From this day on, I am He, and no one can rescue anyone from my hand. I act, and who can turn it back? This is what Yahweh says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I send to Babylon and lead them all down as fugitives, turning the Chaldeans' expressions of joy into songs of lamentation. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. This is what Yahweh says, who opened a way through the sea and a path in the mighty waters, who led out the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty man. They fell down together. They will never rise again. They are extinguished, quenched like a burning wick. Do not think about these former things, nor consider the things of long ago. Look, I'm about to do a new thing. Now it begins to happen. Do you not know it? I will make a road in the desert and streams of water in the wilderness. The wild animals of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert for my chosen people to drink. This people whom I formed for myself, that they might recount my praises. But you have not called on me, Jacob. You have become tired of me, Israel. You have not brought me any of your sheep as burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have brought me no sweet-smelling cane with money, neither have you poured out to me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your evil deeds. I am He who blots out your offenses for my own sake, and I will not call to mind your sins any longer. Remind me of what happened. Let us debate together. Present your cause, that you may be proved to be in the right. Your first father sinned, and your teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I will defile the holy officials. I will hand Jacob over to complete destruction and Israel to abusive humiliation.